Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Might be Jen Hobby's favorite, Jen Hobby's dad's favorite radio segment.
That's right. My dad was like, oh, I like that 60-second story time you guys do.
It sure does sound fun. The idea is this. We all have stories. You come here Monday from the weekend, so we share our stories with you on the radio in a 60-second block. That's all the time we have. Got to use all 60 seconds. But two things you need to know. One, we do it from an isolation booth, which means nobody can see the reaction or the response from the other people in the room, which is a little intimidating. Because you don't know if your story is going over well or if it's wah, wah. Everybody's looking at each other, just rolling their eyes, going, oh, here we go again.
Pick up any nonverbal cues, eye contact, facial expressions, none of that.
And we all have access to a buzzer. That buzzer, if it goes off twice, means your story's done. And that's the only thing that you hear in your headphones is that.
Which makes you panic. Like, oh, I need to tell a better story if you get one buzzer.
And one of y'all buzzed me and actually startled me when it happened. So I think the best stories are going to come from Kelly Cheese. So why don't you start this off? Because this is your big birthday weekend.
I'm going to start it off?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have one, or do you need a minute?
Do you remember any stories from your birthday weekend?
It's hard to say without knowing, really. That's a good answer. No, I have one. I got a couple. Can I have, 120 seconds? No, I'm just kidding.
Nope, just 60.
All right, make your way over to the isolation booth.
Here I go. 60-second story time.
Jen,
begin.
How often do you use your Snapchat?
Never.
Okay. Before Kelly gets into her story, I will tell you something that's going to come up on the show, because I was following Kelly on Snapchat over the weekend in her birthday festivities, and there was one point where she was getting a ride in someone's car, and the person whose car this was has a fine mesh net that goes from the ceiling to the floorboards in order to prevent cats who are traveling in the back seat from getting to the front of the car.
Who drives said vehicle?
I don't know.
A producer who's giggling right now?
Might be somebody on the show.
I can't wait to hear about that.
That'll come up. All right. Kelly can't hear us, but she can see you, JP.
No, she's freaking out. She's stressed out. She's like, I've been in here for 45 seconds now. What's going on here?
We're just making fun of Janine. All right. Go ahead and give her a countdown, JP. And then when she starts, I'll start the music. And then she'll get the countdown with 10 seconds to go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Here we go. So I know that Jeff thinks that this is going to be a story about how I got hammered on my birthday. But instead, I'm going to tell you about something my mom did last night at our birthday dinner. My mom and dad took me out to Wrecking Bar Brew Pub in Little Five Points. It was delicious. And took her Invisalign, the little clear braces that you have in your mouth, took them out, put them in her pocket. My mom's a total germaphobe. She goes to the bathroom. She comes back. Then we all finish up dinner. They get back into Athens where they live. And I get a phone call saying, I lost my Invisalign. I don't know where it is. I call the wait staff at Wrecking Bar. They find it in the bathroom on the floor. I had to call my mom back, totally lied to her, and just told her that it must have fallen out of her pocket by the table. So my mom, who's a total germaphobe, is about to put Invisalign back in her mouth that's been on a bathroom floor. So we're going to have to find some serious cleaning solution. But yeah, happy birthday to me. It was totally awesome. That's my 60 seconds.
That's a great one. That's an awesome job. We're getting better at this. I want to be more critical, more hardcore, and I want to buzz people.
That was an awesome story. You didn't even get one buzz.
I didn't?
No.
I thought the moment I was like, yeah, this isn't going to be a story about how I drank way too much. Jeff was going to be like,
all right, JP, do you have a story?
I do.
All right, you ready to go?
I think so.
All right, here you go. 3, 2, 1.
So my parents celebrated 33 years of marriage over the weekend. Congratulations to John and Mary. You did it. But you overshared. I got a little bit too much information that I could no longer unhear. So I gave them a call to congratulate them on their feat of 33 years of marriage. And I said something along the lines of, thank you for making the person that I am today. And they go, oh, well, do you know how you were made? And I didn't want to say yes, but they told me that I was conceived on the couch of a houseboat. And that's the reason why I like to swim so much and dive off the diving board, because I was made at sea. And I was eating some cereal, and I immediately spit it out and went, oh, gross. You couldn't have told me something different, like, I don't know, like my name is John Paul, like I was named after both of my grandfathers or anything, but how and where I was conceived. Gross!
That is awesome.
That was great.
You actually ran out of time there, which deserved a buzz, but you gave it up, so no buzz. Conceived
awesome.
On the couch of a houseboat.
And that's why you like to swim so much. Can't you just hear his mom saying that?
That is perfect.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
All right, Janine, you ready?
Yes.
60-second story time. Make your way into the isolation booth. 60 seconds to tell a story from the weekend. You missed it when you were in the isolation booth, but we were totally ripping on her catnip.
Which I saw over the weekend.
I saw, that's how I knew it existed. I follow you on Snapchat.
I cannot wait to talk about the catnip.
So funny.
Maybe, she was like, maybe her story will have that.
She was like, wait, we're getting in my car? I was like, yeah, I didn't drive. Are you serious? I sloshed. She was like, all right, well, can I just leave it in the parking lot? I was like, nope, we're getting in. And she did not want to get in her car. It was so funny.
Because it was so messy.
Oh, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it. I'm going to save it for everybody. We're going to talk about it later.
All right, JP, go ahead and give her a countdown.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right, so I'm this like super easily spooked person. And I also really love adrenaline, like I'm an adrenaline junkie, so of course anything like horror movies and haunted houses, they're my jam. Or whatever. But okay, so I go to a haunted house on Saturday night, and I'm all like jittery, we're all in line, and then everything's jumping out the whole time and I'm freaking out. So afterwards, there's a second haunted house and we're gonna go, and I'm already on edge because I've been scared for the last like half an hour. I'm super jumpy. And then we take a break to take a bathroom break between the two. And I walk towards the porta potties. And then as I go in, I just realize that it's the most terrifying thing ever. Like, more than either haunted house, you walk into a porta potty after being in a haunted house for like half an hour, and you realize that it is just daunting. And it took me so long to build the courage to actually be in the porta potty, because there's this dark hole and you just assume everything's gonna pop out and be terrifying, and it was a moment. It was very scary. I'm not good at this.
I'm not good at this.
My favorite, the reason I buzzed her is because adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
You collect cats, and I imagine you paint little figurines in your free time.
So I got a buzz for shocking you about something.
Yes!
That doesn't work. You're not allowed to do that.
How does this game work?
Yeah, no, skydiving was a thing. It was like my life dream. It was awesome.
I skydove.
Yes. I skydove twice that day because I managed to get my mom to do it, and she didn't want to go alone. So I went twice.
Oh, what? My favorite was, I'm not good at this.
We really need to start the Janine's quirkiness of
the
week.
I've been making a list.
All right.
What you just said was quirky, like everything.
Jen, you want me to go?
Sure, if you want to.
All right, here.
Okay.
When Jeff gets that grin on his face, that's when I get scared. This might be about you, Janine. Right. You never know.
It's always.
All right, Jeff's going into the isolation booth. Just let me know if you want to buzz him. Okay. This story is boring at all. JP, give me the countdown. I'll start the bet.
All right, hold on. He's putting there. On his headphones.
Okay.
Oh, I dropped them.
He's getting all set. Yep. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Just want to reinforce the fact that I am the most awkward person on the planet. And I had an incident over the weekend in the public men's bathroom of a bar.
Oh,
if you have ever been in a men's bathroom, you know that there's urinals and there's stalls. And if you're at a urinal, you kind of keep your eyes in front of you and mind your own business. And sometimes I do that by using my phone. So I will stand there, one hand on my, one hand on my phone, and I will take care of business. Well, I'll tell you what you don't want to do in a public men's bathroom. You don't want to be at the urinal looking down at your phone and accidentally activate anything that makes the shutter sound effect. Because it is extremely uncomfortable and extremely humbling. What are you taking a picture of? You or your neighbor?
Good timing.
Sorry you guys couldn't handle my manhood.
He said, one hand on my hey.
Look, the only reason that I buzzed you, Jeff, because that was me who buzzed you, is because you are not supposed to take your phone to the bathroom. Everybody does it, but a public bathroom, and then you whip it out. Well, I'm talking about your phone.
Whipped out two things.
Just to clarify. And you're I can't even deal with that.
Okay, what made the camera sound? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It was actually opening an app. That it wasn't the exact camera sound, but it was close enough.
Close enough that it looked like you were taking a picture. Yeah. You are the most awkward human ever.
Jen, what do you got?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one.
Coming in.
Okay. She's got her own headphones.
She's got a serious look on her face, too.
She does.
She sent me a picture on Saturday of all the kids in the park.
Yeah.
And it's just so drastically different from my life. I was sitting there with like 7 friends, and we were all so hungover. And there's like 7 kids in this picture, and they all look cute. And they're in these bright dresses and cute little hats and lollipops in their hand. And I was about to send her one of all of us, like sitting out on the porch just struggling. But
my favorite post-birthday weekend Snapchat of yours, Kelly, was the one that you sent out at like 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon with you and your cat, and you were just wearing a towel.
Oh, yeah.
Basically saying, it's 3 p.m. and I have yet to put on pants.
Yeah. That was all day.
All right, go ahead and throw a countdown our way, JP.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so Friday night, got together with a bunch of girlfriends when one of my best friends and I realized that a friend of ours who moved away to California has lost touch with both of us. And she's like, no, I just think she doesn't want to be my friend anymore. And I spent most of the night drinking wine and telling her, no, it's really okay. She doesn't keep in touch with me either. She's just got a whole new life in California, and it's okay. And she's like, no, it's not. And we're going to test it right now. So she made me send our friend in California a text message to see if she got a response. Well, Did not get a response all night long. I did not get a response all night long. But then yesterday, I got the really long reply. So now I have to go back to my friend in Atlanta and say, you were right. She really just doesn't like you, and she likes me. So I think I need a little bit of help. I need a little friend intervention on how to smooth things over, because I think she was actually right in the first place, and the text message proved it to be true.
And that is how 60-second story time works.
I love it so much. I want to hear this text.
Yeah, I want to hear the long text in response.
Oh, yeah. It was
super apologetic about.
Oh, yeah. Just about like, one of those texts where you have to actually scroll through the phone to read it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I just feel really bad. My other friend in Atlanta really is kind of getting dumped.
Yeah, it's like she hates you.
But how do you say that? How do you go back and tell her that? I don't know. Friend intervention. Did I get buzzed more than once?
No, you just got buzzed once because you got stumbly.
Yeah, I did. It's that music bed in your head.
It's loud.
It's so loud.
60-second story time. on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.